Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's October 17th, 2017, and I'm your host, Paul Filio, here as always, with the delectable Antoine Bergeron.
Hello.
How's it going, sir?
Good, you?
Not bad. It's been a busy day.
As always.
That's the way it is when you're at home with two small kids. It's busy.
I'm sure it is.
Borderline insane. But that's okay. Right, so it looks like we got some interesting stuff this week, so let's get right to it. And, first up on the list is Mirsch Miniatures, or how's it supposed to be pronounced?
Mirsch. I don't always say
Mirsch, Mirsch Miniatures. We'll make a concerted effort to do it properly. New Darklands releases.
So, it's stuff from their multiple Kickstarter that they are releasing finally to the public in general release. There is a lot of stuff, so we won't go through everything. I'll just name a few that I like particularly, and I'm sure you could...
Anumo?
First, I would go with the Walrus unit, and then my favorite pick, Anumo, like you said. Okay. The giant Epoxus warrior with the bell mace.
Slash hippopotamus man.
Yeah. He looks so good.
He does. He is very cool looking. There is no doubt about it. The Walrus unit's really cool looking too. But you know, just looking at this list, it's so easy to predict what you're gonna like.
That's why I picked the item just because of Anumo. I might have skipped it if it wasn't for that.
You're a man of peculiar tastes sometimes. But really, really nice models. Really nice models.
Yeah. And the rest too. The other stuff is nice too. They have different units for most factions, most armies, beast, riders. Something for everyone.
Yeah, very much so. It's a very cool infantry at a pretty reasonable price considering how many models are in there. Yep. For all resin. All right, next up, Legendarian, Inari, Goddess of Kitsune.
So this is, would you call that a fox dragon?
I guess.
Yeah, so it's Inari, so it's a female riding what looks like a Japanese dragon or Oriental dragon with a fox head.
You know, I didn't realize there was a rider because the default picture is a front-facing view.
Yeah, you don't see her.
So, I didn't even know she was there.
Yeah, you need to
swap. Well, that makes the piece a lot nicer.
Yes.
I mean, the dragon was nice, don't get me wrong, but it makes it much more interesting to have... Pardon me, to have her on it. Apparently my days of not sleeping are catching up with me. Goodness. And at 32 euros, I think that's a super reasonable... price for a detailed model like that.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, North Star Military Figures. New Dwarves on pre-order.
So, they have a bunch of characters and metal available, but what's mostly interesting is they have a new art plastic kit for Dwarf Infantry. So, if you like your Dwarf, less...
GW?
Less GW, yeah. More generics. Almost Lord of the Ringy.
There's no almost about it, Antoine. This is very Lord of the Ringsy, which is fine.
I think they fit less, not so much Lord of the Ring either. They just fit generic dwarves.
I like that dwarf wizard.
But the characters are nice, but everything is nice. And depending on what you get, it's on pre-order right now. And if you get multiple boxes of the infantry, you get some of the characters for free, depending on how many boxes you get.
Nice.
But you can also order the characters by themselves.
Yeah, it seems to be an excellent value. You know, it's funny. 5 years ago, or 3 years ago, when Fantasy was still alive, I could see a good demand for stuff like this. But I wonder who buys it now. I guess people playing Frostgrave and alternative games, but...
Yeah, but those are for Altmark, which is a new game they are launching.
Oh, so okay.
There are Dwarf, and there's going to be Goblins coming soon.
They have
not announced the date yet.
Antoine and Goblins. I'm sure it'll be on the new show. I didn't realize they were launching a game. Okay. But it doesn't change my statement. We see a lot of kind of count as models now. Yeah. I don't know what they're being count as for. It's really interesting.
Yeah, the main game they would work for is no longer there. 9th Age is supposed to be a lot more not alive. I'm
probably active.
Active, yeah, in Europe. So
maybe that's it.
That might be their market.
Because here we've had no luck with 9th Age.
No, at all.
All right. Little segue there. All right. What's next in line? Red Republic Games? Locasta?
It's an I, so
okay. Yocasta? I wasn't sure if it was I hadn't gone to the actual page. Yeah.
Yeah, it was not clear from the notes.
Windows fonts.
Yeah. So this is a new model for Arenarex. She's working for the Moritory. She has more of a
insectoid look.
Yeah, her helmet and her armor and shields look more insectoid. Even the claws she has seems like to have like a fly.
Exactly. She's very cool looking. Yeah, it's interesting. I really like a lot of their models because they do different stuff. But I wonder if they've changed studio painters.
That's possible.
This isn't...
The painter is mentioned, Benjamin William, but I don't know if he worked on the previous stuff or not.
Yeah. Hmm. As always, nice model for Arena Rex. We really got to get that going. The arena will be ready soon. Just saying. all right. Next up, and last of our regular nudes items, is Privateer Press new releases.
Yeah, and for once, it's not just a single faction. Well, most of it, but not. So there's some stuff from the recent Trencher CID. So you have Colonel Marcus Siege Brisbane, which is the Brisbane 2, is a big version. Commander Ensign Itch, which is a solo, and the Trencher Warcaster Lieutenant, which is the new junior for the Trencher.
I love him. I think he looks amazing.
Yeah. You can also get the Trencher Signar Team Force, which it's an upgrade box for people who are already playing that want to add a bunch of stuff based on the team. But it's not just stuff that is new from the CID, so the box is not that interesting. You've got a bunch of Trenchers, but most players who've been playing for a while already own some.
Yeah, maybe it's a good way to get a second unit along with the new character and the Trench Dog.
Mm. Yeah, it's the same type of box has been previewed for the Nordkins, and in it is one of the Stonebearer unit, which every Trollblood player already owns.
I guess it's a good way to get in, if this is your first theme.
Yeah, but there's no caster in it, so it's strange. I don't know why they decided that.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, there are two other models that are not Signar related. So those two have just been announced. Their flash release, we didn't know were coming. So Krylix Fang of Everblight, which is a solo for the Legion of Everblight. And the Exemplar Warder Elias Gade for the Protectorate of Mena.
Because when you're badass, you wield two crossbows.
Yeah.
I don't know how he loads it, but it's okay. I will so own this model. just letting you know, I will buy this model. Yeah. He gives Exemplars Pathfinder.
Mm-hmm. Both of those have been created with Company of Iron in mind. So... it's a sign, Paul.
And the thing is, a lot of some of the solos that are Company of Iron inspired don't really have a place in regular War Machine.
Yeah, less so.
But this guy, because he gives Aaron's Pathfinder, that seems really good. So I think he'll actually see play. Because the thing is, now with enough, with enough attachments, your Aaron's basically get to where they were in Mark II.
You just have bloats around them.
But the thing is, does it really bloat when they're free? When they're free 6-point solos? Or 5-point solos?
It could be... You could get something else that do more work.
Double crossbow assaulting guy with Pathfinder will probably do okay work.
Sure.
Yeah. He may not be Iris, but I'm sure he'll do something. And I just want to say, Siege's pose is dumb.
Yeah.
It makes me think of the original Behemoth pose. The one-legged dancing Behemoth.
40k Berserkers.
Yeah, the old Khorne Berserkers.
Yeah. Well, it's not the old. They're still the actual models.
Okay, yeah, but they're still old.
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
When I was 6 and GW released those. Yeah. Okay, maybe not 6. Maybe 26. But still, it's old.
Yeah, I heard another podcast I listened to. They were talking about the Eldar stuff because the book has been announced. And they said, yeah, some of their actual models are old enough to drink. And some models are 23 years old.
Yeah. Well, just the Guardian kits, they've got to be close to 15.
At least that. Because some of the middle warriors are more than that.
Oh, like the characters, Fuegan, the Burning Lance, and all those guys. Yeah. Those are ancient things. Yeah, yeah.
Those were out when I was still in school.
Yeah. We're dating ourselves, Antoine. Let's carry on. Coming of Iron launches next week, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
I guess that'll probably make it into the news show.
I'm so hyped.
All right. That takes us to our Kickstarter and crowdfunding news. And first up this week is Die Hard Miniatures, Undead Rising.
So this is a small Kickstarter for undead miniatures, either for fantasy or sci-fi. They have an old hammer style or old school style to them, sculpted by N, cast in metal.
Oh, but they're a lot. Yeah, they're a lot nicer than a lot of the old hammer stuff we see.
Yeah, it's style, but not sculpting quality. They are nicely sculpted. They just have a feel. We were mentioning recently that you were missing Risen Cult War. Some of those could.
Yeah, I was actually thinking about that. Like, could totally use those as Risen for my Alexia. And you were right. That is now sold as a box of 21 models.
It is. Wow.
Yeah. But yeah, I've already got 5 or 6. Risen and Alexia. Like, I don't want to spend. So, yeah, this could be interesting. That's kind of cool. And what are we looking at for pricing here? So, it seems pretty cost effective. £16 gives you a standard unit. And you'll automatically have access to any add-ons. And I think they're doing 50% off the retail price, so units should be a good value. So it's at five figures for £16. So, what is that? What is £16 in Canadian right now? It's about 28.
That's 27. So you're right there.
That doesn't seem like a bad value, but it's not a crazy good deal. I wouldn't think.
I don't think so either.
But they are nice sculpts and certainly worth looking at if you like that kind of older style, hand sculpted look.
And they get cheaper as you add.
Yeah, the more you buy, the better the deal gets.
Yeah.
And despite the fact that I don't necessarily think they're the best deal I've ever seen on Ventures. The Kickstarter is going fairly well. They were looking for £3,000. They're at £5,000, so they fully funded. And they have 16 days left to go. So this project should complete successfully on Thursday, November 2nd, 2017. Next up, Uncle Mike's Worldwide. Can't even talk. Uncle Mike's Worldwide.
That's not the part I thought you would stumble upon.
Yeah. Von, oh my god, I can't pronounce this. Cultin. Tabletop's Cult Services. I can't pronounce that. I am not German, and even though I watched their Kickstarter video to try to get the pronunciation, forget it, not happening.
So before we mention what that game is, go check that video. Go to Kickstarter, look for Tabletop Cult Skirmishes. Forget the first part. I won't even spell it. And watch the video. It's worth it.
Yeah, it was really, really funny. And it looks like a fun little game.
Yeah, so for people who know Uncle Mike's, they are the maker of another game based around the cults and the mythos. But the first one you were playing, either one player was playing investigators, and the second one were playing monsters, cultists, stuff like that. In this game, you are playing two cults fighting each other for the supremacy of their own higher being. So there are six cults available in the fluff, all having different strange worship of them, and you can you dish it out on the tabletop.
Yeah,
summoning creatures, using monsters, doing strange magic, whatever.
Yeah, it is very cool. I'm not a Cthulhu type guy, but I love the look of this game, and it looks like such a fun little friendly skirmish game.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got such a low cost of entry. I think $50 for a box, basically, for a starter set.
Yes.
You know, plus applicable freight or whatever. It just seems like such a good deal.
And freight should be pretty low for us because it's Canadian.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's done in Alberta, if I remember correctly.
Oh, I had no idea. I really like some of the look of these models.
Yeah, Calgary. That's it.
And the fish guys and stuff. Like, this is awesome. All right. And it's $50. That's right. I shouldn't realize it was Canadian. $50 Canadian gets you a starter set. That's a good deal. And you pay whatever the real actual freight is. Okay, so let's see how they're doing. So they were looking for 15,000 Canadian. They are currently at 16,923 Canadians, so nearly 17,000, with 15 days left to go. So I'd say it's a good chance this is going to successfully fund. It's already hit the target.
Mm-hmm.
And barring something unforeseen, this Kickstarter will be fully funded on November 1st, 2017. Next up, something odd in the show notes here. I'm just going to ignore it. Mythic Games, Inc., Time of Legends, Joan of Arc.
So this is a new game by Mythic Games. They have previously released Mythic Battle, Pantheon, or something like that. This is a miniature, not exactly board game. It does play on cardboard tiles, but it's scenario-driven. You can do battles, too, so it can go either way, depending on if you are more a board gamer or a miniature gamer. Both there, I can see appeal for both sides. So this is a 2-4-player narrative game. And the big thing is, it's 15-meter scaled. So what you get in the box, which is quite affordable, $120, you get over, if I remember correctly, over 200 miniatures, terrain, the tiles, all the cardboard you need to play the game, dice, everything. It's amazing what you get in it. There's four factions, either the French, the English, the angels, and the demons, because it's based on the 100-year war between the French and the English. But you add all the myths that were present at that time, what people would find normal back then. So you won't find goblins or stuff like that, but you'll find witches, angels, dragons, and whatever, trolls, werewolves, stuff that the people back then thought existed.
And unicorns. Don't forget unicorns.
Yeah, unicorns. and more.
There's just some nice models. I really like the look of this. I can't buy this because I have no one to play this with, but I really want to buy it. Okay.
Pick me. You have one person to play it with for sure.
Right. All we need now is time, right? So they were looking for $100,000. My God, Antoine, a Kickstarter with a realistic goal. What is this?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they more or less hit their target. They're currently at 642,711. So it's over six times their target. So I guess it's okay. They still have 24 days left to go. Was this the 30-day Kickstarter?
Yeah, some 30 or 34.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say it's going to successfully fund. And this Kickstarter will complete on Friday, November 10th, 2017.
Launched last week on October 10th. So they have only been going on for 6 days.
Jeez. Well, obviously very successfully.
Yeah.
All right. And last this week is Necroplexus. Necroplex 3D printable sci-fi terrain building blocks.
Not last. You missed one.
Oh my goodness, I did. So let's, you know what? We'll save the best for last. So we'll that one we'll put last.
Okay. I agree.
So let's go to Necroplexus.
So Necroplex is a 3D printable sci-fi terrain line. So, but when you think sci-fi, usually you think 40K or generic sci-fi boards. This one is clearly done with Necromunda in mind. You have
even the name.
Yeah, Necroplex and Necromunda kind of works together. with Necromunda coming out soon, it's perfect way to, if you have a 3D printer at home, to create, add to your board at a far more of a...
Affordable price?
Affordable price than the GW Turing kits. Sure, there's less skull on it, but that might be a plus.
You can never have too many skulls.
I'm not sure. Yeah, so... all kind of stuff, passways, pipes, all the terrain you would need.
Sentry guns, towers, yeah, yeah. All kinds of stuff. Yeah, it looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
They've got a couple shots of like a built table. It looks pretty nice. And they probably have more shots on their Facebook page. All right, so let's look at this. So, oh, and of course, because it's STL files, it is crazy affordable.
And it's delivered quickly. They're running right now. It ends in November 1st, and it will be delivered as soon as it's ready because the files are already done.
Yep. So the entry-level pledge is $15. You know, I'm tempted to back it just for fun.
Mm-hmm.
Just to see what you get, you know, what you get. Because it's such a low cost of investment. And some of the train pieces are pretty neat. And since I have a few 3D printers, I might as well put them to use.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can always use more terrain. And apparently some other people think so too, because they were looking for $500. They're currently at $2,000. They've got 15 days left to go. So this Kickstarter should be fully funded on November 1st, 2017. All right. And now, last but not least, Metal King Studio, Relic Blade, The Wretched Hive, fantasy miniature game.
So Mr. Sutter is back for his third Kickstarter, the second one for an expansion to Relic Blade. So this time there's two expansions available, the two new factions in the end. So, on one side, you have, what are their names? The Wretched Hive, which is kind of a Lizardmen Mafia. And the other one is the Wilderkin faction set, which are more elves and fairy folks.
Because what's a fantasy game without elves and fairy folks?
Yeah, but they are not really elves. The giant stone... Stone Swordman is one of their elves.
Yeah. And then the Earthbender I mean the Geomancer.
So as usual, Sean, Middle King Studio is doing it all by himself. So Shinsother is doing gameplay, sculpting. He's doing the artwork for it, as is a classic style to it. And he's doing small projects, but he's been doing it constantly, and it's coming out with new stuff every time, every year. So hopefully it does well.
The rules for Liquid are free to download, are they not?
There is an intro that's free. The full rule book, the full base rule book, if I remember correctly, is not free.
Okay, but it's probably like super reasonably priced.
Yeah, because I think it's cheap.
The rules were kind of innovative, if I recall correctly.
Yeah.
You had rules for like jumping and doing all kinds of stuff and like leaping from terrain feature to terrain feature. And
yeah, and the two hits, the character cards, each attack, you had the die printed on, and that's what you needed to roll to it. So it was easy. There was a die with a 6 pips on it. Oh, you need a 6 on your attack to it, or higher, because you could add the additional die from your action pool. So it was quick, simple, and fun. And the second Kickstarter came with campaign rules. So those were really successful. I heard a lot of good things from a bunch of different people about them.
Yeah, it's a fun little game. I know you and Yom tried it out and were quite impressed. So,
yeah,
worth checking out if you're looking for something skirmishy that's Frostgrave size, but not Frostgrave.
Yep.
All right. So, let's see. What are the numbers here? So you can get it's just looking at the actual Kickstarter pledge levels. The cards and expansion pamphlet are $10. You can get the electronic version for $5. And you get $35, you get the single faction expansion set. Goodness. And with the $60, you get both expansions. So this is just good value everywhere. Mm. All right. So he was looking for $10,000. And he's currently at $22,243 with 14 days left to go. So this Kickstarter should be fully funded on Tuesday, October 31st, 2017. And that is that, is it not, Antoine?
Yes,
did I miss any others?
No, that's it. Everything is there now.
Half asleep Paul is doing a really bad job today. Sorry about that. I'll try to do better.
I won't hold you to it.
Okay, that's good. All right, on that note, I am going to get this edited quickly so we can post it tomorrow, and then I'm going to bed. So I will see you next week, Antoine.
Bye, Paul, and bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at geeksofthenorth. You can follow me, Paul, at PRFilio, Antoine at Eltonio Berg, Steve at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by LaDrave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find Rolling Dice and Taking Names, a podcast by guys who have a passion for tabletop games and happen to have mics. They discuss all forms of tabletop gaming, from board games to miniatures to RPGs. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.